Started your career really with the Goody Mob, and then did the solo work with the likes of Timbaland and Pharrell Williams, really talented guys. And then there was that partnership with DJ Danger Mouse, and that's when most of us first got familiar with your work, you know, under the collective name of Gnarls Barkley. I've heard so many rumours about the name. How did the name come about?
Well, the name came about just joking around.
Forget You As We Know It Now started life in a different form. Did you need to be persuaded to change the lyric from its original, or you know, was that your idea?
Instinctually, we just kind of felt like maybe this song would work somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
So
And of course, it gave people like myself the opportunity to play it on the radio day after day after day without too many people complaining.
Exactly.
Crybaby, which was one of my favourite tracks, screams of Motown in my opinion. And I wonder, what did you listen to when you were growing up?
I listened to everything from ABC to REM, everything from Billy Joel to Billy Idol.
Pretty eclectic.
Yeah.
You had a pretty tough start to your life in Atlanta, you know, losing your dad when you were still a baby, and then your mum passed away during your teenage years, which is always a tough time for most of us. How did that affect you?
Well, with my father, I was very young when that happened, and so you don't necessarily miss what you didn't have. And that's not to insult his legacy, because I am his legacy.